Hey, how's it going? It's me, San Martin, here at the Prescott E-News office doing a special live report with Yavapai County Fair's General Manager, Rosie. How you doing?
Doing great. Great to be here.
We also have in the house Lynn LeMaster, the Editor-in-Chief, the one, the only, Miss Lynn LeMaster.
Hey, folks. How are you doing?
I was trying the radio voice thing. How'd it work, guys?
It's good. Yeah,
you guys well. Like that?
And not only that, we should introduce Rosie's son.
I only know him as the Peanut Factory as of right now. But
that's
she said,
right. I said the Peanut Factory. That is Smokey Darby.
Smokey.
He actually considers himself's title as the assistant manager of the fair.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That works out.
Looks like he's a self-given title, just so you know.
It looks like he's doing exactly what I would be doing as an assistant too.
I remember last year it was so fun to walk by and see him practicing his roping skills with the sheep.
Yes, he definitely the goat roping fundraiser that we let come there for the FFA was money in my pocket because it was the best babysitting factory I ever bought to the fair.
That's so funny. Sorry. I had to put that on silent. My bad.
It's all right.
So,
again,
got it turned off. We're having some slight technical difficulties here.
But. Well, it wasn't really technical. I just don't know how to press mute.
Mute.
Is it mute? Mute.
Is it muted yet?
It is muted. We're all okay. Good to go. We are live and direct. I have a visual of just in case there's any comments.
So, Rosie, let's start out. We were going to talk about the youth auction. I went last year for the first time ever, and it was a hoot. You know, and to be honest with you, when you asked me to come, I was kind of, I wouldn't say I was dreading it, but I was not excited about it. I thought it was going to be kind of boring, but it wasn't. It was fun. And those kids, they are master showmen.
They are. You know what? Even if it's their first year, they put through so much effort, and they know at that moment that's the end of the big goal that they've had in mind. And it's kind of a heart-wrenching but yet very fulfilling moment.
Mm-hmm. There was one girl who was kind of in tears as she let her animal go.
I'm definitely known as the person you don't go to if you got tears, because I'm not very tender.
You're like, suck it up, buttercup.
That's exactly. I'm like, suck it up.
You know what? Sometimes that's good for people that need to hear that. Some people need to hear from other sources besides mom, dad, and, you know, the law.
That's right. Well, you know, and not only that, I mean, really, for the kids, this is like their own mini business. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, it's absolutely a mini business. And so, you know, just this last week, I had the opportunity to be at the FFA PALS meeting at the Chino Valley High School. And the PALS program is the program that's from kindergarten to eighth grade, the FFA program. And it's done throughout the nation. There's many of these programs going on. And it's a great program because it gets them all excited to become FFA members. But as we were there, we were talking to these kids and, you know, they were discussing, like, you know, how much will I make and what is it worth? And we were talking about the ins and outs of the auction, and it was a great opportunity. I enjoy sharing that with them.
And I also know that one of the things I was a little surprised about, but I thought it was great, was that when they were auctioning the animal, the auctioneer explained how much it had cost throughout the year to raise that animal, how much they'd put into feed and that sort of thing. And so then they get to see how their investment then pays off at the end.
Exactly. You know, that is a huge investment. These aren't just let's just take a sheep for an example. They don't just go buy a sheep. It doesn't just stand in a field for the next 6 to 9 months and do nothing and then show up at the fair and then automatically get a check. So unlike the Prescott Livestock Auction, which is a commercial livestock auction, those animals are rarely even touched by a human hand. They might have been touched at the time of vaccination. They might have been touched a little bit to be dehorned or any other medical concepts that are done to the animal. Other than that, the physical human hand doesn't touch that animal. And it's a commercial, and it's exactly what it is. And so they come through, they run through there, and they're sold at the market prices, typically, of what the market thinks. And differently at an auction such as ours, which is a youth livestock auction, these kids have had their human hand on these animals pretty much every day from the time they get their animals. So I'm going to take a steer project. So kids that are doing a steer project are purchasing them right now, if not have already bought them. So when they're purchasing their animal, they're buying a steer from anywhere from $1,000 to, well, the sky's the limit, but your average price is $1,000 to $1,500 for a 500 to 700 pound steer. So that's a big chunk of money for a kid between, you know, 8 and 15, you know, to plunk down there.
Right.
Then they take that steer home and it doesn't stand in a pasture and it doesn't eat grass. It stands in a pen. It's fed quality grains each day. And it's taught to be halter broke, and they walk it, they exercise it, they're touching it. They have to make it where it will stand. Just like the sheep, the pigs, everything. They are working with those animals every single day. And so pretty soon, now you grow this 500 to 700 pound steer in that 6 to 9 months up to a 1,500 pound ready to go to the processor animal. And it's now a 12 to 1,500 lap dog. So sometimes they get too friendly because they're like, very wow. friendly. They're just a pet at that point, mm-hmm. and they're very gentle. So those kids have put a lot of work into them, and then they come across there. So for a kid in a steer project, they've invested anywhere from $1,200 to $1,500 into their steer. They've invested another $12,000 to $2,000 in grain and hay. So on an average, these kids have got $2,000 to $3,000 into that animal. So at 1,200 pounds, if market price is $1.50, do the math. They just lost $1,500. Wow. So when they're selling these animals anywhere from $4 to $5 a pound, yes, they are making a lot of money, but that money is a gift. So if we just say an animal sold for $1,000 and the market value of that animal is $200, that $800 difference is a gift. So for a business or a person that buys it, that's a donation. So it's a tax-deductible donation, and it's also helping get these kids to college. What the kid gets from there is there's a commission taken for the show, and the average commission is 7%. For county fairs. In fact, across the state, 90% of our sales are 7%. And that's typically is used for administrative and, you know, the cost for the auctioneer and different things like that. Differently, at the Yavapai County Fair, we put that money in a separate account, you know, ear-tagged account, and give it back to the kids in a scholarship and sponsorship fund.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. We actually have a question from a viewer, if you're wanting to take
sure.
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Prescott Parent says, will it be the same day as the county fair this next coming year? I heard they are planning on having the auctions as its own event. Is that accurate? Thank you and love what you do.
No, we are not having an auction separate. It is going to be during the fair, just like it was. The youth livestock auction will be Saturday night starting at 5 o'clock p.m. And it will start with a barbecue that will be started serving at 4.
Okay. Which was good, by the way.
Yeah.
And then Chris Mazey said, thank you, Rosie and Prescott E! News, for your support of our kids.
Thank you.
So you have some support out there. Thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, if you guys have any questions out there, just don't be ashamed or afraid to ask these questions.
No.
So let's go back to a little bit. You're talking about how they do make some money on it,
mm-hmm.
and you called it a gift, but in a way, it's more than just a gift. It's a recognition of their hard work. And a sponsorship for their further work, whether it be in college or maybe next year with another animal. And so I think that, it's our community coming out to support these kids like our community does so many times.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. And that's so many of these kids, I could tell you story after story that these kids have went on to further their college education, to pursue their future with the savings that they made throughout their years of service. A young girl last year, I know, headed off to college her first year, and she was able to do that with no debt because she had saved her money each year, and she figured she'd be able to get 1 or 2 years of college with no debt because she had saved the money. these kids use that money wisely. It's been worked hard. It's not used just to go, oh, I'm going on a shopping spree. Mm-hmm. I know none that do that. I will be honest. Does it happen? It probably does. But for the most part, these kids use that work, that money wisely, and it is for their future. And you're investing in their future.
And you mentioned that now the Yavapai County Fair, they take the 7%. And they set it aside as a scholarship fund for these kids. And that's very rare amongst organizations that do youth auctions. And so, and you also said that the steer is going to cost, say, between $1,000 and $1,500 to buy originally. Yeah. So can that scholarship be money be used partly towards that purchase price?
Yes, it is. The main criteria for that scholarship fund, and there's a scholarship committee within the board of directors, which I am not on. I want to clarify that very clearly. But the main criteria of that is does it, and how will it promote and grow youth livestock in Yavapai County? So the sky's the limit. Is it just for kids with large animals? No. It can be small animals. You know, maybe they want to buy an egg hatching, you know, hatchery thing, mm-hmm. different things. There's all, the sky's the limit.
And so if it's a kid that's new to raising animals for mm-hmm. events like this, then this can really help them get a start.
Exactly. You know, and the great thing about and that is that it is there. And that scholarship application is on our website at yavapaifair.com. And it's open for any youth that is from 5 to 18 and lives in Yavapai County. And that is the criteria to be able to exhibit an animal or any other project at Yavapai County is the child must have one recommendation and one requirement, and one requirement only, live in Yavapai County. They don't have to belong to any youth livestock organizations such as 4-H, FFA, or FFA PALS. Do we recommend it? Yeah, because that's where you get project support and training and a lot of communication, mm-hmm. but you do not have to. And also in this auction, we also do allow indoor items, like as handcrafted items and things like that, the small animals and the large animals. And the auction is only for kids 9 to 18. The kids 5 to 8 years old will do private silent sales.
Okay, so tell us what animals are in these auctions. Is it cats? Is it dogs?
I've never seen a cat or a dog yet. Oh, thank God. I don't know. I don't even know how we do that at the fair. But anyways, in the small animals, you can have meat rabbits, meat chickens. So these are the animals that are harvested to eat. You can have, there was a breeding pair of peacocks last year. Chickens, rabbits, turkeys. Oh, how could I forget the turkeys? Yes, and the turkeys. Then your large animals is typically your pigs, your sheep, your goats, and your steers.
And the other thing I think we should point out is that these are some of the cleanest animals you are ever going to see. I mean, yeah. And just walking in, you know, the day before, you're going to see them out, you know, shampooing these animals, scrubbing them down, hosing them off. You know, you have never seen a pig as clean as what you're going to see at the Yavapai County Fair.
No, like I said, these animals are hand touched. They are scrubbed. You know, even myself, like when we had to a show with these goats and our sheep, they get some shampoos that are better than the shampoo I use on my own hair, you know, and we're scrubbing and getting every ounce of it clean. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I also want to give you an opportunity to mention some of the sponsors that help the kids while they're raising the animals. And I know that you said Olson's works yep. really hard on that.
There's all of our feed stores are really great about that. Warren's Handmore does a discount for kids that are involved in this. Olson's Grain has two options, a discount as well as a charge with no interest. And then Cal Ranch offers a discount. Those are the ones that I'm aware of, and they all do a great, and you just, there's a, ask them at their front end counters, and they'll give you their paperwork. But they're great supporters. They also, each one of those organizations come out and support our youth livestock auction as well.
Okay, and if kids wanted to get started, they've never done anything like this before. And I will say, after watching them last year, I was sitting there thinking, man, what a terrible mother I was not to get my kids involved in this when they were young.
like, doggone it.
Might have been a lot better than soccer, I'll just tell you, or wrestling. but, yeah. I do that wrestling. But anyway, how would a kid get started?
Well, you can contact your local youth livestock associations, organizations, or if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call at 928-899-6056. I'm always willing to help. Contact us on our website, anything. We're always willing there to help and assist them. And we love to help the kids, and that's the Fair Board's main goal is to grow this. And so we offer events throughout the year and throughout the summer to help promote them. I know we have a small stock show coming up, which we're going to be talking about in a couple weeks or so. That'll be coming up. That'll be an opportunity for kids. And then throughout the summer, we'll offer several jackpot shows for the large animals.
So, are these events on a calendar or anything on your website?
They will be on our calendar, yes. The dates are, the Small Stock Show just got finalized, so I've got to get that updated on the website, but it will be done.
Okay, what else do you want to add? What did we forget to talk about?
I don't know. There's so much.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, wow. Kusha, I want to ask so many questions right now, but I know we were trying to stick with the...
Go ahead.
Do we have any other questions? Do we have another question there?
No, it says Yavapai County Fair rocks. Always family fun.
We like that.
That is Walter Ward. Thank you, Walter Ward.
Thank you, Walter.
Appreciate that, Walter.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, there's so many questions I want to ask, but I know that we're going to be doing many more of these podcasts to go ahead and usher in what is going to be new. But the last podcast that we spoke on, we were talking about Cafe Anderson.
Yeah.
Cafe Anderson. And then you brought into a song today, which was the most funniest thing, but it is pretty cool. I actually am probably going to repost that later on today for all my exes out there. Sorry, exes. Yeah. Just kidding. Just so kidding.
You know what? It's crazy, but we get so excited about the entertainment, and we do. We have some great entertainment coming this year. We've solidified. We have Cafe Anderson on Saturday night, who's a country kind of pop, you know, a little bit. And then on Friday night, no, I might have it backwards.
You have Saturday night first, and now you got to go backwards to Friday night.
Yeah, I might have it. I'm sorry, Cafe Anderson's on Friday night, and Saturday night is Johnny Black. From Ash Black, and he's a very rock band, and so it's going to be kind of a new thing. We haven't had much of the rock in there, and so yes, for the rockers out there, the county fair is bringing you the rock band.
We're
this
doing
year.
Rock. That's awesome. That's so. Awesome. I really honestly, last year's fair was freaking amazing, and it was actually a good turnout. As far as numbers, has it risen or has it moderated itself?
No, we are always on the climb, and that's so exciting. So, in 2015, we were like right about 15,000. And in 2018, we were at 25,600.
Wow.
So we're super excited. Our goal was to hit 25,000. So we did it over it.
That is awesome. I mean, to watch it grow is a pretty big thing.
Yeah.
Really big thing.
Yep.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and end this podcast for you on Facebook.
Yep.
We're going to go we're going to go ahead and hang on to our Facebook viewers because we're actually going to record our next podcast in just a minute. So let's go ahead and we'll end the podcast now. And if you have more questions for Rosie, this is a great time to write them in because we'll have a minute or so delay.
Yeah, most definitely. And once again, this is a special broadcast for you out there for the Yavapai County Fair. If you guys want to know more about it, go ahead and visit yavapaicountyfair.com. Yeah, and then you could also follow the pages that she's going to be utilizing for her media attention. So you guys will be able to follow the calendars, the events, the information. You guys are going to all be informed.
Facebook.
Don't forget Facebook, guys.
Yep.
I mean, if you haven't thought about that yet. I'm just going to leave Facebook out of everything now.
Okay.
Even though that's what we're using. So anyway, signing off on here on this podcast. Mm-hmm. You guys, thank you for enjoying our moments and times. We'll hopefully you guys listen to the next one. Thank you.